Hi, I'm Zach Sherry, and today you're going to be listening to the Earthquake Podcast. Today, I am going to be talking about the earthquake that happened in Peru in 1970. Today, we will have two guest speakers that are professionals. Hope you enjoy. Back. Starting off with our first guest speaker, we have professional seismologist Brandon Santee. Hi Brandon, how are you?
I'm good.
So, I had a quick question for you. How was the earthquake measured and what was the magnitude of the earthquake?
Well, for starters, the magnitude of the earthquake reached a maximum of 7.9, but we measured the earthquake on a seismometer.
What exactly is an earthquake?
An earthquake really is just the earth pretty much shaking very loudly and intense. Essentially, what is causing the earthquake is when under the earth's surface there are two plates that move side by side each other, touching and basically scraping each other, causing rumbling.
So, Brandon, what all happened and what were the damages of the earthquake?
Well, the earthquake affected an area in the north central coast in the Sierra, the Ancash region, and then the southern La Libertad region, area of about 83,000 kilometers squared, an area larger than Belgium and the Netherlands combined. There was an estimated 66,794 to 70,000 casualties.
Fun fact about the topographic map is that the contour lines on the map show you the elevation above sea level. Therefore, this could be helpful for ice fishing because different fish like to hang out at different depths. Therefore, you can kind of figure out what fish like to hang at what depths, and then you can find out what kind of fish you're going for, and then you have a pretty good idea of where to start catching that fish. Our next guest speaker is professional geologist Olivia Cabarra. Hi, Olivia. How are you?
I'm good.
So, first question. Is there an estimate of property damage?
Well, we don't have a cash amount, but we can name off some of the things that have been damaged, such as regional infrastructure of communications, commerce, and transportations.
Was there a power outage?
Yes, we did have a power outage. Cities, towns, villages, as well as homes, industries, public buildings, schools, electrical generation, and distribution systems were all down, along with many others. Now that I actually think back about it, there was an estimated amount of damage. It was actually surpassed $500,000.
What areas and how far out did the earthquake expand?
The areas hit the hardest were the coastal towns and cities of Chimbo, Kajmasup, and Harami, but the Andean Valley, known as the Cordillera de Huayla, suffered the most intense and sweeping damage, which the regional capital, Huaraz, as well as Carrara in Asia, being partially destroyed.
Now, you probably won't believe it, but there are actually 75 different elements in your iPhone. Things like copper, gallium, gold, platinum, and tungsten. These minerals are all mined from the earth, meaning, some of the minerals that are mined up from underground are actually used in your iPhone. Well, there you have it. This just about wraps it up for our podcast. I want to give a big thanks to our guest speakers, aka our professional seismologist and geologist. Hope you guys learned something that can benefit you from this talk. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.